Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Friday, horny. It is French Toast Friday, baby. We frying up some French toast and we frying up some catfish horny around here. Listen, I am hanging out today with the Jetsons, Fred Flintstone, and Bart Simpson.
Fierce, oh my God, I'm so glad to be here, Fierce, oh my God.
Listen, Bart, calm down, Bart. Just sit down, Bart. Just relax. Go back there and get yourself some high C and some punch, some Hawaiian punch. Listen, guys, it's going to be a stone cold blast on today. It is Friday. Got to have my French toast and my catfish up in here. It is September 23rd, 2022, 1:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 2:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Patani. Listen. This show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors, which is a Gumba Natural Vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and Natural Coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Steve Gum is the CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum. Yes, indeed. Listen. If you are on Facebook, which when you're on Facebook all day, use the keyword, the Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like, and I will greatly, greatly appreciate it. Listen. Steve Gum, yeah, baby. He going to be in Chicago, going to be in the Windy City. October the 10th, baby, is going to be going down. Y'all check this out. Got some special music on today. Independent artist Scott Boyle, super bad heart artist, and independent artist Paizo P, baby. Paizo P is in the house. Yes, and see, listen, Paizo P about to turn my house upside down, y'all. I am telling you what is the truth. Listen, y'all don't come knocking on this engineer booth. Sat down, Bart. This ain't no dancing machine right here. Bart, you sat down and take right there with you and sat back down. Listen, these people just going stone crazy up in here. Listen, I got some super bad music for you on today. Independent artist Scott Boyle is super bad, y'all. Played him on yesterday. I'm telling you, I really enjoy his music. It is hands down the boss sauce. It is millionaire music up in here every time. Y'all take a listen to it every time.
Love is something new, yeah, I don't understand it. It's been driving me insane, oh, I feel like a manic. Every time I try to love, I don't think it through. And every time I do, I fall apart, it ain't nothing new. I've been searching for so long, but I can't seem to find it. They say love will come along, ain't no reason to plan it. Searching for love in all the wrong places. Now all around me are familiar faces. See, I've been giving out my heart to anybody that will listen. Yeah, and when it falls apart, I add it to my composition. Now it's like a work of art and it's become my new tradition. Oh, to say that I am scarred, I've become the definition. I try my best to do my part, but I can't feel anything. I was numb from the start. I don't know how to make you stay, because the more I try to love you, the more I push you away. And every time that I think that it's over, you stay right by my side. I can't move. out of time.
Your touch makes its way to
take the pain away.
Numb to all emotion, I don't know how to feel, no. They said just give it time, but it just don't wanna heal, no. I've been hurt so bad, I just don't know how to deal, no. There's no hiding from this pain I keep concealed, no. And I know that it ain't fair dealing with somebody's baggage.
I admit that I am scared, can't repair all of this damage.
I've wallowed in despair, for me love has been so tragic.
And I have no more love to give.
I try my best to do my part, but I can't feel anything. I was numb from the start. I don't know how to make you stay, because the more I try to love you, more I push you away. And every time that I
think that it's over,
you stay right by my side.
Listen, independent artist Sky Boy L, that is Every Time. Let me tell y'all something. He is the heartbeat of America. It is something really, really special about this independent artist. Let me tell you something. You know, a lot of people is doing music. Of course, there's a lot of fish in the sea when it comes to music. But if there was something really special about Sky Boy L, and, you know, I always talk about the music and the artists on this particular platform on Fish Man Network. And Scott Boyle, let me tell you something. He's swimming in a different stream. You know what I'm saying? Listen, he is separated from all the rest. So listen, when it comes to music, let me paint you a picture. Let me paint you a picture of Scott Boyle, and the reason why I'm saying he is the heartbeat of America. You know why he's the heartbeat of America? Because there are so many people that is in pain. You know what I'm saying? There's so many people that is in pain right now, and he is putting himself out there. He's singing his emotions, and you can feel what he is singing about. You know what I'm saying? Listen, so in this pool called artistry, in this pool called music and entertainment, right, you got millions and gazillions of fish that's in there. So listen, all of the fish, we got goldfish. We'll just say all the fish in the stream is goldfish, right? So in this stream, in this pool of fish, they're all goldfish, right? Entertainment, music, artistry, they're all goldfish. Scott Boyle, you know what his color is? He's not a goldfish, baby. He's like a turquoise. What's the color? The blue? Turquoise blue? What does that mean? He sticks out. He sticks out among the rest, which means that he is flying and soaring towards the top. And ain't nothing going to stop that. See, listen, when you are really real, when you are really for real, and you're really singing for real from your real emotions, there is nothing on this planet that can stop something like him. You know what I'm talking about? So listen, there is nothing that's going to slow down his train. There is nothing that's going to stop that horse from going straight to the top, because you can feel what he's singing about. It is real. Now listen, as he says, a lot of people is in music, and it's that everybody wants to get it overnight. You listen, and that's something that drives me crazy nuts, because nothing perfect is going to happen overnight. And when I say nothing perfect, I'm talking about the right song that's going to strike it for you, Listen, pretty much those that's really, really talented and really has been in music for years, they understand that a smash hit, everybody wants the smash hit single. Everybody thinks they have the smash hit single. But do you know what? It takes time to craft a smash hit single. Oh, my God, I didn't know I was going to give a lesson on the table. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you, a lot of artists, whether you know it or not, a lot of artists that's already made it in the industry have other people writing their songs. Listen, and it's not a secret. That is not a secret to have someone else write your number one smash hit song. And they do it all the time. Listen, when you're an independent artist, the one thing that independent artists don't want to give up is there. And I'm not talking about Scott Boyle, because he's doing his thing, and he's doing it very well. He doesn't need anybody to write him a smash hit single, because he's doing what he does very, very well, and he's singing from his heart. You can feel it. So listen, what I'm saying is this. in the industry in entertainment, there's a lot of artists that have individuals write them a smash hit song, and then they sing it. A lot of performers that's already celebrities do it all the time, and I don't know why independent artists have a hard time accepting that concept. It is okay, and it is nothing wrong with that. There is nothing wrong with that. So many people have done that. Whitney Houston, the only person I think that, I don't know if Michael Jackson ever did that. I don't think so. I'm just going off the top of my head, but I don't think he's never had anyone. Of course, he worked with Quincy Jones, but I think he's always written all of his number one hits, right? So listen, but there are so many in the industry where you think they have written a song, but no, honey. Somebody else wrote the song and they sang it, and you just think that they wrote the song, but they did not. So listen, that's just the way it goes down. That's the way it goes down. And so it's all about teaming up with the right team. So listen, when you talk about a team, it's not just marketing and advertising. Listen, guys, if you are really trying to make it in music, you got to team up with somebody, and it's nothing wrong with it. You're not letting go of anything. A lot of people think, well, I want to control everything. Yes, you do want to control the money, honey. When it comes to the money, yes, you want to control the money 100%, right? So listen, but there's nothing wrong with teaming up with someone to write you a smash hit single. Now listen, don't go around here having somebody write a smash hit single, then have somebody else to sing it. They ain't working like that. I'm coming across a lot of this kind of stuff where people are sending in things, and this person is sounding the bomb, and they got their name attached to it, and they ain't even singing it. Listen, that is fake and fraud, honey. And I take out my fly swat and kill that mosquito, like bam, 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 bam. Well, okay, let me get on to the other one. Listen. I'm just telling you guys what I am trying to explain to you guys. Nothing wrong with teaming up with someone to write the song, and you sing it. You sing it. Don't have somebody else to come sing it. So you sing it. I'm finding people are doing it. They're having somebody else to sing the music. I don't know what they think this is. But listen. So, Sky Honey, you are a smash hit all by yourself. You're doing an excellent job, and you are phenomenal. I got another artist up that's coming up. This one is called Paper Route, and the artist is independent artist is Pie Zo P. Listen, y'all, check this out. This is Paper Route. Check it out.
Yeah. Pizzo.
DT.
For my fallen soldiers. Yeah. Peace. Let's do it.
Here standing out. Got them drugs going in now. Stay up, calm down. Cause the motto is getting hot now. Chasing that paper. On a different mouth. My brother in the sky blowing hella loud. Just like collecting the green. My money be stretching. I stay low key. What a Barbie bitch who could count up the cheese. Sun a little weed. That fucking school route. Couldn't teach me how to eat. So I turn on my seat. Tripping steps. Turn right to the streets. Up on they ain't think about no sleep. Gotta make sure the back end coming in clean. Make sure my people all eat. You ain't no boss and you ain't spending green. Shooting on me, but I want the better me. Shooting my spot on the road through the timepiece. Keeping a knock on me, can't go like pop. Destined
like
for grace, on the rock, getting hot. Mama pray for me every day, that I don't go to the spot. I just like sitting back, collecting, doing my dance. Like I'm in style, keeping on me, I mean moving real hot. Staying designed, I go to the sock. They like on my website, they like in the game up, I ain't move like a bot. Make up real pay, go hard every day. Chasing the check, gotta stay in my lane. I don't play with the way, you could throw me to J. Smoking big dope every day. I smoke by the ounce, can't hang where I hang. Shooters right beside me, don't play. One false move, they land it straight. Pissing and out, got some drugs going in now. Stay up all night, cause the motto is getting high now. Chasing that paper, on a different mouth. My brother in the sky blowing hella loud. Just like collecting the green, my money be stretching, I stay low key. With a Barbie bitch, who could count up the cheese? Sun a little weed, that fucking school route. Couldn't teach me how to eat, so I turn on my seat. Skip the steps, turn right to the streets. Up all night, ain't think about no sleep. Gotta make sure the back end coming in clean.
All right, that is paper route. I am pretty much out of time here. Listen, it's been a stone cold blast, but I get to come back later on today and do it all over again. Let me tell you a little bio, a little backstory on independent artists. Paizo before I go. Listen, he is a creative individual. He's very passionate in becoming a major industrial brand to where it seeks at the top of the platform, where it's just a lifestyle culture. Let me tell you something. This is his bio. He puts everything into his career to go to the top. He's all the way straight, 100%, because he wants to see the success of his journey that it takes. He's always had the passion and dreams to become a hip-hop artist and different lane and art, seeing thousands of people, millions of people. Listen, let me tell you something. Okay, so where are you coming from, independent artist Paizo? You connect with those that roll from the hood. You know what I'm saying, roll from the hood. So listen, let me just slice it and dice it this way. With you, you know, your music is for those that's coming from the hood, and you connect with those, and that's okay, because that's who you are, and that's what you do. So listen, you know, I always talk about multi-millionaire music and multiple streams of income. And so one thing for you, independent artists, I thought, I don't know if you want to do this, and I always speak over different artists, their career, and I do that type of thing. So listen, with you, and branding your music, there's a marriage going on between music and clothing. And, of course, a lot of artists have their own clothing line. But, of course, with you, you can really, really, really connect with your fans with a clothing line that's really rugged. That's really rugged, really tough, because people like that. People like that, the depressed jean look. And so that's something that you could do down the road if you're interested in doing it. I'm going to tell you something. I was had Omalani on the show, and I was telling her a couple things about fashion, and boom, bada, 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 boom, she's doing it right now. And she also gave a shout-out to the Fierce Men Network, and I got some other things I'm going to share with you, independent artist Paizo. And here we go. I'm going to go ahead and do her shout-out that she sent over. Come on, Omalani, here she goes right here.
What's up, my people? I just want to give the biggest shout-out to the fiercest network out there, which is called the Fierce Female Network. And for those of you who are tuned in, I don't want you to just see this about entertainment, because this network is about ordainment. My name is Omilani, and I appeared on the show, and at the time, the things that are going on now weren't even in sight. But that's when your illustrious hostess, Miss Queen Fierce herself, predicted things that I am now accomplishing. She listened to my music and went past the rhythm and the elements that she liked about the music. She said, hey, you know what you should do? You should go into fashion. Then she also said, you know what else? You should go to Broadway or something like that. And here I am, about to do my first fashion show. And I'm going to be doing this fashion show just a couple of blocks from Broadway. And on top of that, there's going to be a big billboard of me right there in Times Square, New York. All of this was predicted on the show before this even happened. So dreams really do come true, and sometimes people have the foresight and insight to see into you.
All right. That is Omalani. She did a musical salute with her music a couple months ago. And I was telling her about fashion and singing on Broadway. Well, listen, and what she's saying is it happened a couple weeks ago. She participated in the New York Week Fashion Week. They selected her, invited her to come. She walked the runway. She did the fashion show, and she sang on Broadway. And they put a billboard of her up in Times Square. Now, do you hear what I'm saying up here? That's a holy big deal. All was going on and spinning at the same time after she did a music salute on the show. That's what she's talking about. So, listen, what I'm saying, independent artist, so with your music, there needs to be a marriage between your music and a clothing line. Your branding, you might want to include it. Just think about it. Something you might want to think about, a brand that's totally different color. Now, listen, when you do your clothing brand, do something totally different than what everybody else is doing. Do some colors and some matching of some colors. Sometimes people think that different colors don't go together, but with you, you can totally get away with it. You can get away with it doing the whole thing with different colors, different type of fabrics. Just do that. Think about it, and it'll go well for you. Listen, I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast, but I'll come back later on and do it all over again. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is peace, love, and soul.